Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
I hate when people say daddy when it's not a kid referring to their father.
Like what?
I never call you Mommy. One. Right. So I said it and it weirded me out. And then I remembered. So Jessica titled one of her things like daddy's special birthday thing. I immediately texted her. I was like, ew, don't use the word daddy. And she was like, you sicko. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, no. Daddy to me is, unless the little kid being like, hey, daddy.
Gotcha.
If an adult says daddy.
So if I say your daddy's coming down this weekend, don't say that.
No, because you don't say it. You don't. You know not to say it. Saying daddy just grosses me out.
Daddy.
Unless it's like a gay man being sassy, like, daddy. That's funny. But I cannot stand when people use the term daddy when it's not a kid saying it. Kids can say, my daddy's a firefighter.
But what about mommy?
Well, my mommy's a firefighter. Well, mommy isn't used in the sexual term.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Only daddy is. Oh, okay. It's weird.
Okay,
I don't get why that is sexual.
I don't know.
I'm not sugar for daddy. It. And they've just ruined the word. The ruined sickos the word. Have ruined the word.
You
but anyway.
Word ruiners.
Jessica made fun of me because I was like, Jessica, you cannot title something daddy. And she goes, you're the worst. She's like, that's what my kids call their father. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
What age do you think kids stop calling their daddy and calling him dad? What do you think?
I don't know. I want to say like 8.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 for girls.
When I'm like being whiny and like,
if you want something, father.
Yeah, daddy, like, daddy, I don't want to get up and get my laptop charger. Then I do that.
True.
But I think when kids, there's that weird phase where kids are taught that they should be embarrassed by their parents.
I know. Why?
I don't know. I think in that phase, they start to come to that term
all by themselves. Someone doesn't need to tell them.
Yeah. No, I never understood why kids wanted to be like dropped off down the street from their school. I was like, bish, I'm tired. Drop me off right outside my classroom, please. Drive through the school.
I would have.
I was like, kids were embarrassed like their parents' crappy car. I was like, dad, you get that dented minivan as close to the steps
the
as possible.
Car.
Yes. Like, I never understood that.
No, I didn't either. Because I remember way back in my day, kids who were embarrassed by their moms and dads. And I wasn't.
I made fun of you guys. And it was like, they're hilarious. I still do. I'm like, you're embarrassing me to the point where it's hilarious. Guys, look at my parents. Like, they're embarrassing. This is fun. I don't get kids who try. Maybe it's because I had cooler parents than everyone else.
Aww.
Oh, I didn't. You guys were weird. But
still are.
Still are. We make something out of it. I don't know. I guess it depends on the kid's personality more than the parents.
Perhaps. What's going on in the internet world, Rachel?
Well, I don't know about the internet world right now, but all I know is it's April Fool's Day because it's April 1st. I hate this holiday.
Me too.
I am so glad our family never participated in it.
We didn't. I don't like it.
We never pulled pranks. It was never a thing. One time in like 5th or 6th grade, my best friend came across the street and her dad owned a bakery. And she's like, here, my dad baked you this cake. It's a sponge cake. And I was like, cool, I'll eat it later. She's like, no, eat it now. I was like, I don't want to eat it now. She's like, eat it now. I was like, why are you being so weird? She goes, just take a bite. I want to see if it's good. And I was like, what? Then you take a bite. And she goes, no, you take a bite. But I didn't get that it was April Fool's because our family never did anything.
We didn't.
So I took a bite and it was a rock hard sponge in the middle.
Sponge.
A real sponge in the middle of this sponge cake. And it was rock hard because I guess they had like left it out or I don't know what they did, but it was a rock hard sponge and it hurt my teeth and I got pissed. I was like, this wasn't funny.
I don't like jokes.
This
like
was
that,
painful.
No. Yeah.
So,
well, Rachel, you don't have to celebrate April Fool's Day. It's also National Sourdough Bread Day.
Okay, but how did you not notice that it's also National Edible Book Day.
It's also National One Cent Day. There, no. We got all of them.
No.
Choose. You edible just... books.
Thank you.
Who eats a... My brother used to eat the TV Guide.
Huh?
Remember when TV Guides used to come out? No.
Yeah, but I don't remember people eating them.
Well, he used to eat paper out of nervousness, I think. He just sat there and ate.
What?
News. Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Wait. Hold on, but we also glossed over that it's Edible Book Day. Are there edible books?
I don't know.
And why is it a day? And it said it was created in 2000.
Oh, well.
Does that explain things?
Well, things get weirder as time goes by, so I'm not surprised. Maybe you don't want people to know what you read, so you eat the book
but
after.
Is the book supposed to be edible? Book?
It's a spy book, maybe.
Okay, maybe I'll agree that it's a spy book, but then why wouldn't it be spy book? This is weird. I tried to look into it, and there was, like, no info, so I don't know how it got on the calendar.
I don't know. I just saw sourdough and 1 cent day. Celebrating that.
There were a lot today. There was, like, Saint Stupid Day.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff where I was like, maybe
that ties into April Fool's, Rachel.
That's what I was saying. I was like, maybe it's like there's a bunch of stuff that's like it's an April Fool's joke that it's a holiday.
Could be.
Maybe because edible book. I'm so confused. 18 years ago on this day, the Netherlands became the first country to allow same-sex marriage.
Really?
Yes. It's also the day in 1976 when Apple Inc. was founded.
1 year before I graduated high school.
Whoa. But that threw me. Because when I wrote down 1976, I went, that's old.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it's only been 18 years since a country legalized same-sex marriage.
I'm surprised they did that long ago. Because I thought that was all something that's just come about. Because everyone's pretty slow about it.
Yeah, everyone's really slow. I think it's just been something people have been fighting for so long that I figured someone would have a brain somewhere.
What country did it?
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, happy birthday, Susan Boyle.
Oh, she's a singer.
That's a term used lightly.
That just came out of nowhere, Rachel.
Well, it was the only birthday of a person whose name I recognized.
Okay.
She was one of the first people that was, like, famous because people realized they could make people famous for funsies.
Was she on American Idol? Is that what she was on?
I think it was that one. Or it was, like, America's Got Talent or UK's something. Got Talent. One of those talent shows that's really stupid that people keep doing.
Yeah, we keep watching them all.
I don't.
There's one that we watch. I don't know. It's funny.
What?
I don't know. Dad would know. I don't keep track of names.
All right, let's move on to internet business. What's happened on the internet this week? The biggest thing that's happened on the internet this week.
Oh, boy.
Was Miley Cyrus brought back Hannah Montana.
Okay.
So the week started out with there was an Instagram called Hannah Montana that was only followed by Miley Cyrus. And then she followed. Like, so everyone was like, wait, what is this account? And then all of a sudden, Miley cut her hair to look like the Hannah Montana wig and then just ruined all of our childhoods by like, she'd be in her car singing the best of both worlds. And then she stopped. She's like when you take an upper and a downer at the same time. And they kept singing. So she made Hannah Montana a druggie, which was hilarious. Okay. And then everyone was posting memes about like the Jonas Brothers are back and Hannah Montana are back, which were all the same time frame. Yeah. So people can't figure out if it's what year it is anymore. True. But I think she's done with it.
Okay.
I think she had fun for a week.
Yep.
She had her fun. I'm so glad she's posting again. She took such a long break. And I'm so glad she's out of the Bangers phase. I loved the Bangers album. Mm-hmm. It was her last like huge album that I loved. And her tour was amazing. But her Instagram was so hideous during that. I'm so glad she found a new posting method. A new look. And I'm on board with it. I mean, do what you love. Do what makes you happy. But
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, I had to take a drink of water. Let's talk about YouTube demonetizing and disabling comments some more. So, Colleen posted a vlog, and they demonetized and took the comments off of that. So then she live streamed about it, and they did that again. And YouTube just keeps giving the runaround. And it's just, like, so stupid and... Philip DeFranco reported on it. I love him. I love his show. But he was kind of like defending YouTube and was like...
He was. I heard that.
He was like, well, the baby was in a diaper at one point.
And she was breastfeeding.
I'm like, You, this is so stupid.
Yep.
Like, Jessica can't post about gymnastics anymore.
That's ridiculous.
Colleen can't have her baby in a diaper. What's on the cover of every diaper package? A baby in a diaper, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you can't, that's just, babies are in diapers, man. They poop and they pee and they spit up on their clothes. Like, they get hot.
Yeah.
Babies are in diapers all the time. And because a pedophile might be disgusting and find that attractive, she's not allowed to make money on a video where her baby was in a diaper for 1 second. And the whole video had nothing to do with her baby in a diaper.
No, it had to do with
YouTube demonetizing stuff. So, like, YouTube's basically, like, demonetizing things that an ad place might, where a pedophile might find attractive. And they're also demonetizing and taking away comments on any video that has to do with them demonetizing and taking away comments. The whole thing is just, like, a messed up. I'm the only Ballinger that hasn't gotten hit because I'm the only one that hasn't talked about it on YouTube or Twitter.
Yeah.
I've only talked about it on the podcast. And I'm just seeing what's happening. I also don't have a child, so probably, but, like, they'll find a way to hit you.
Yeah.
Colleen is now deemed as a family channel because she has a baby, even though her baby doesn't have to do with her channel. I mean, past couple months, maybe a little bit, but her channel isn't like a family vlogger channel.
Right.
It's Colleen, who also happens to have a baby.
Yeah.
But YouTube has now put her in the category as family vlogger. They also put Philip DeFranco in the family channel category because he has a son.
But his son's never on.
I know. But they told him, like, he got demonetized and, like, comments taken away. And he's like, why'd this happen to me? And they were like, because you have a child who has nothing to do with his videos. Absolutely nothing. His videos are news.
Yeah.
He's a news journalist or whatever it is. So they're just, but really it was just, he was reporting on what was going on. My mom just yawned. Is this boring to you, Mom?
No, no. We had an earthquake last night, this morning. What? Did you feel like you were closer to it?
No, I didn't.
3.1 in Northridge. Yes, there was. And I was holding the baby because he was awake in the middle of the night. So I was holding him and then the closet door went kaboom. And
I'm like, what time did this happen?
3:50 something.
I was sound asleep.
I know, but I heard it. And Trent's snoring and Dad is snoring. It's like I was
so awake. This 3.1, that's nothing.
I'm still tired. Whoa, come on. So you're laying there waiting for the rest of it. It's like, do I go to the doorway? Do I not?
No, I have never in my life, but well, no. Nah. One time I woke up from a
earthquake
and my window was rattling because I was in an old creaky dorm. And I was like, ah, and then it ended. And I was like, well, now what?
You wait for aftershocks?
No, I like,
no, this was a tiny, tiny one. It was just like a boom and then it was done. Like a sonic booms kind of like thing.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Thus, why I'm yawning, I didn't go back to sleep.
Because you thought something was going to happen.
I was ready. Man, I was going to take
just
care.
Just the earth shifting.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? The plates and the something.
Tectonic plates.
I feel like I should know it as a Californian, but I don't.
You just know the earth moves.
And I know.
Under my feet. That's a song. Okay.
Earth. Who's under my feet? I don't know.
Okay, we're not a music channel. Go ahead.
So Apple is entering the credit card game. They've created the Apple credit card. And apparently it's okay. Like, people aren't mad about it. I just think it's going to be one of those things. Like, they showed all the things. There is really great. It's 2% daily cash back. No late fees. No annual fees. No international fees. No over limit fees. Not sponsored. Because I'm about to say bad things. I think it's going to be one of those things. I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know how your phone's constantly telling you to upgrade your memory for iCloud? I don't use iCloud because that ish gets hacked. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, no, I'm not. If it doesn't fit in the cloud, I don't put my phone, my contact, nothing's in the cloud.
You're right.
Do what you want, cloud. Yeah. Go hover. Go make some rain. I don't care. But I don't use it. And it's constantly telling me to update it because it wants my money.
Right.
And iTunes is constantly like telling me to do things that I don't want to do. But they're like, you have to do this. I'm like, I don't. I actually don't. And I think it's going to be one of those things where it's like going to constantly notify me to sign up for their credit card.
Oh.
Because it's in the Apple wallet.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, use your credit card. Use this credit card. Here you go. Here you go. Just fill out this info.
It's going to be annoying.
I think it's going to be super annoying. Yeah. And because I don't even use Apple Pay. I'm so scared of my things getting hacked.
Right.
Matt's always like, use Apple Pay. I was like, I don't want to.
Yep.
I was like, because when I was in Australia a billion years ago for like one of Colleen's tours, the taxi cab driver was telling me about how like people came up with these machines that like you just, they just put it up against your phone and it just like scans. And
you're like, no way.
Yeah. But I'm like, that could happen. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So I'm like scared of all that ish. So I don't know. I think I use, Starbucks's app to pay. That you can hack my $25. Yeah. I only add $25 at a time. So you can take that.
Apple had another thing they took off. They decided not to put on the market. That charging pad.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. They're going to do a charge. Okay.
They took that away.
No, listen. Listen. I hate wireless charging pads because you still have to plug in the pad. Yes, but then you really can't use your things while they're charging. A cord plugged into your phone, you could still... I am punching everything
she
right
is.
Now.
So she is like, punching the air.
Wireless chargers still have a wire attached. Yeah. And
so
you
they
can't...
They just said, no, we're not going to do this.
Yes. Like, my Apple Watch charger is technically the same thing as a wireless charging pad because it is a magnet to the back of the Apple Watch.
Right.
And I can't... I don't get why people think these wireless charging pads are so amazing.
Yeah.
This one, I will say, was supposed to be able to charge your phone, your watch, and something else, whatever else is Apple related, all at the same time. Like, it was a big pad.
Right.
Maybe so you could just throw all your things on at the end of the night, and then it only takes one cord.
Oh, maybe that's but, what.
Maybe, because it was like, instead of, you could charge three things at the same time, so instead of three cords, it's one cord.
Right.
Okay. I'll let that one happen because at like hotels, you can only find like one plug maybe.
And it's behind the bed that you have to move.
Yes, the bed that doesn't move, that you have to just become the Incredible Hulk. And then once you get in the bed, you have to be the Incredible Hulk again to get the sheets untucked.
And then you got to remember to unplug your ish from behind the
nightstand. Because then like sometimes the cord like falls afterwards and you're just like rushing to get out because you slept through the late checkout.
Oh, we have such problems.
We traveled and had issues.
Yes.
Anyway. So I was kind of in favor, not really in favor, but understood the three thing, one cord, not wireless charging pad. But then they decided not to do it.
They decided not to do it.
Because maybe they realized they wouldn't be able to sell a bunch of individual charging pads.
Maybe.
I just
found out you can charge your phone faster with a, oh gosh, now my words aren't going to work, iPad charger instead of your iPhone charger.
Really?
Yep, it charges it faster.
Well, Apple there are different, if you go on Amazon and like look up charging cords, they have different speeds.
Oh, well, I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't even buy Apple cords anymore because they always fail me every single time.
Oh, see, every time I've bought not Apple, it fails me.
Well, you probably buy the cheap ones from like gas stations.
Yeah, not me.
No, she's pointing at my dad in the other room.
I want to get the Apple one because I know it goes to that phone.
Oh, yeah, but I've noticed those ones like give out and break so easily. I get a certain kind on Amazon that I really like.
Okay. Well,
anyway, so
add that to my Christmas list.
Okay, sure. Okay. That's a
hey,
lot of that. Your birthday's
Friday,
before that.
This Friday is Rachel's birthday, April 5th. That should be on What's Happening This Week. Rachel.
Thanks, Mom. I will be 28 years old, everybody.
My baby.
3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, I tweeted, my birthday's less than 2 weeks away. And then the next day I was like, no, that was wrong. It was like 3 weeks away. And I was like, it's less than two. I did so much math wrong. It was like late at night, had a long day. I was like, I need to tweet something. And I tweeted just, no one pointed it out either.
Oh, well.
Well, they were probably like, I thought her birthday was April 5th. But I guess not. I don't know. Or maybe everyone else did math wrong too. I last podcast I said I wasn't going to do a party.
We are. Well, she is.
I decided to have a party and I'm quite excited about it because I'm like, I'm planning something.
Fun.
It's gonna be a hoot.
A hoot nanny.
Speaking of hoots, Egg Boy. Remember Egg Boy?
Oh, I remember Egg Boy.
We smashed an egg on Douchebag's head. He defended his actions and said the incident helped raise thousands of dollars for Christchurch victims. Because I think people donated money to him and he just turned around and gave it to Christchurch.
Yeah.
And he also said it united people. It helped unite people.
But please don't go around smashing eggs on people's heads.
Yeah. He released a video like right afterwards. He was like, oh, that hurt. Because like those douchebags like tackled him and like were not nice to him. So he was like, I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't regret what he did.
Yeah, I think they gave him money to help pay for his legal bills.
Yeah, he didn't need it because they didn't press charges.
Yeah, so he donated it all, which was great.
Yes, good guy. Eggs. Yeah, eggs are great. Eggs. They give you some vitamins.
Oh, I have some news about eggs, but let's talk about our vitamins first.
Because we have a sponsor today. Ritual. We've talked about them before. They're a multivitamin for women, and we are a woman. Take two capsules in a day. You take them both at the same time. They're easy to take. They provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. People right now, we talked about this on the last podcast, are like obsessed with being healthy by drinking celery and, mm-hmm. you know, kale salads. That's not going to cut it. You need a lot more nutrients mm-hmm. in your body. So it's a subscription-based vitamin that's easy to start and easy to snooze. So if you miss a day, you miss a week, you can snooze it because it comes once a month. So you can be like, don't come for another like week. I got some leftover in my bottle. It's delivered every month with no strings attached. It's only $1 a day to have the essential nutrients that your body needs.
You'll feel better.
Yeah. Better health isn't an overnight thing. So take this small step to get your health in the right direction, everybody. Yes. So visit ritual.com/allthingsinternet to start your ritual today. Get it? It was a pun. It's the name of the vitamin, but ritual is like a habit that you do.
Yeah.
So taking
you're good, Rachel.
That's ritual.com/allthingsinternet. Get your vitamins in, guys. Or girls. It's for women. I think can take it. But it's like it was made for women's bodies.
Women's bodies are a little different.
Men and women's bodies are different.
They are different.
We can all achieve the same goals in life. Mm. But our bodies are built a little different. Mm. That's the only thing I'll say are different about men and women. Yeah. So moving on. Mom, did you hear about the car alarm challenge?
I did. I did not click on it to listen, but I did hear a car alarm. They're hitting their throats.
I haven't tried it, and I wanted
you
to try it.
Try it. Okay,
so
ready?
It's a high pitched, and then you hit your throat, right?
Yeah.
Oh!
That's funny.
Do it.
Why don't you film that?
Oh, I will. That was easier than I thought it would be.
I thought it would hurt. It didn't.
No. It kind of, like, maybe if you have an Adam's apple, it
would
hurt.
Well, I saw people online doing it, but I had the sound off because I didn't want to be annoyed at the moment. And the baby was sleeping. I'm like, that looks like it hurts.
I think it would hurt like a guy.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. Didn't think I'd be able to do it. There we are. Another fun thing. JoJo babysat Northwest.
Yes, she did.
AKA Kim Kardashian's daughter. So that's fun.
There's that.
I will say JoJo was very excited about the whole thing. I talked to her about it before
and
it happened.
I bet Northwest was very excited about it.
Kim posted something that like North loved JoJo. And so JoJo being the smart little child she is.
Yes, she's brilliant.
Businesswoman. She contacted Nickelodeon and was like, send them a JoJo basket now.
Yep.
So I did. And then Kim reached out to her and was like, thanks for the basket. And JoJo was like, of course. And then they just started talking. And she's like, Kim's really nice. Because I want to know, whenever I met people,
I
was like, how
life.
Is she? And she was like, she was awesome. And North was really awesome. She's like, the whole she had a great experience with it.
That
so
great.
What you saw on camera was happiness. Off camera, it was the same.
Yeah.
So JoJo was, she was like, oh my God. I can't believe it. But JoJo has.
And there's thinking, oh, it's JoJo. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The whole thing is so much fun. Another, like LeBron James, his daughter's obsessed with JoJo too. So when she went to the Laker game.
Oh yeah, I saw
LeBron
that
LeBron James' daughter went and took a picture of her. I was like, they're smart.
Yep.
she's a good, like, clean kit person for kids to look up to. I love the whole thing. Another thing that's taking over the internet, have you seen the pregnant meme?
No, I have.
Okay,
not.
I got rid of it.
Oh,
I have to pull it up,
Rachel.
So what it is these people, I have to find it because I'm not gonna be able to explain what it is. I'm sure people have seen it. You basically draw hold on, I have to find it. Okay, here, come look at this. So you draw a baby bump on a person. Okay, my mom just fell getting off the couch. So you draw a baby bump and then you put what the joke is inside the baby bump. So
expensive.
Okay, so like, yeah, when my mom was pregnant with me and the person put the word expensive in the baby bump with John Cena, they're like, John Cena's mom when she was pregnant with him. And then there was nothing in the bump because he's always wearing camouflage.
Oh, cute.
And then it was like Mariah Carey's mom pregnant with Mariah Carey. And then it was just a stick because she's a skinny legend. So this meme has been going around. I don't think it's as funny as people want it to be. My mom is so confused reading it. It's a cowboy mom. She's looking at, you can put an emoji in it. You can put a word in it. Okay. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's get back to your microphone.
Would be a little Miranda Sings in there.
Oh, so yours would be a lipstick.
Yeah.
There you go. Yours
something like that.
Miranda's mom, when she was pregnant with Miranda, you put a lipstick in there. I don't think this is that funny.
No, I don't either.
I don't get it. I've seen I only thought the Mariah Carey one was funny because it took me a half a second to understand it.
Yeah.
And then once I got it, I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay. I think the car alarm challenge was better, in my personal opinion. That one went around.
That one went around.
I don't get
it. I missed that one.
Because you probably saw it and went, what is this?
What is this?
It looks like one of those keep scrolling things because it's just a bunch of lines and then
nuts.
A bump.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So let's move on to the last topic of the day, which is the most annoying, the most messed up. Jussie Smollett got off without even a slap on his wrist.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, even the people in Chicago, like the police officers were pissed. Like, no one knows what happened.
No, and he got nominated for NAACP's Image of the Year or something like that.
Stop it.
Yes, that was on the intrawebs last night.
The
night before.
It was like proven that he made it up.
Yep.
He hired people.
Yep.
And then he just like no one knows what happened in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And everyone's like really confused.
And if you're innocent, wouldn't you want to get your bail money back, your $10,000?
Yeah, if you were innocent, wouldn't you be like livid and like try and prove even more that like you didn't do it?
Yep.
And he was just like, I stand by what I said. I've never lied. If you're like, then what are you? No.
No.
You're lying right now. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to something more ridiculous, which is the game for today.
Okay, what is the game for today, Rachel?
Headlines. So I'm going to say a headline. We played it before where you had to say if it was going to end good or bad.
Right.
Now I want you just to end the sentence.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say a headline. You have to finish the sentence.
Okay.
If you get anywhere in the ballpark, you get it.
Okay.
Okay. American tourist visiting Australia.
Rides a kangaroo.
Nope. Beaten unconscious.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
No, I don't want to hear that, Rachel.
It's part of the game, Mom. Gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
I believe there is a GoFundMe to help him with his surgeries because he got beaten pretty bad. I'll tweet it.
Oh, this is not a headline. You're still talking about it.
No, I'm just still talking about it.
Okay,
next one.
Okay.
Seagull flies off with...
a girl sandwich.
Baby turtle live on television.
Oh my goodness, that poor turtle.
Isn't that terrible?
Well, he got a yummy lunch. Got to look at it from the other side.
Right? Like, I remember, I will never forget watching an Animal Planet video where it was like, if this lion doesn't eat, it's going to die. And you're like, oh my God, this lion needs to eat. And they're like, okay, this lion's going to go find food. And you're like, find food, lion. I don't want you to die. You become like obsessed with this lion. You're like, lion, you got to eat. And then they're like, here's a gazelle. And you're like, no, gazelle, run. No, lion, gazelle. Eat. The gazelle, run. And you couldn't decide what you wanted the lion needed to eat, but this gazelle needed to live. You didn't know which one to root for.
The Animal Planet.
Right?
I tell ya.
It's so depressing. Can't we all be vegan?
No. I like chicken too much.
Oh, my goodness. And yet you raise them and you love them and
but
you are sad when your chickens die.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't make sense.
But I'd still eat them if I had to.
Yeah, if you had to. If it were life or death. But it ain't life and death. We in America.
If I had a big, huge acreage place to live, I would raise chickens for their meat too.
Stop it. No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
You'd cut the head off a chicken.
I already know how to do it. Yes.
I know how to do it too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
I would.
I know how to shoot somebody. I ain't going to shoot them.
No.
Exactly. Just because you know how to do something terrible doesn't mean you should do it.
No. It's okay. I don't have a farm, so you don't have to get mad at me.
I don't think you'd do it.
I 100% would do it.
If I named a chicken and I loved that chicken, you'd eat that chicken?
I would probably save one of the chickens that you named, yes. But if I'm raising them for their meat for us to live on, I'm going to eat them.
Why?
Rachel's so mad at me right now. You know this about me, girl.
I did not know you were a murderer. No, I did not know this about you. Goodness gracious. Let's move on before I eat you. People across the globe turn off their
televisions.
Close lights for Earth Hour.
Oh, okay.
So we'll give you that one. You were
okay.
You were close. You did save electricity.
Electricity, yeah.
Okay, that one was a good headline.
Okay.
Maybe I start off with some bad ones. Two candidates with the same name
both get elected. What?
They face off in an election. Okay. Close.
That's close.
In this Canadian election, there's two dudes with the exact same name.
That's confusing.
How are you supposed to vote?
Maybe they have to do it like on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor with a Daniel D.
No, they have the same last name too. Well, okay, the same first and last name.
What about middle? They can't have the same middle name.
That'd be cool. Elon Musk randomly posts
a new car design he came up with.
No, a rap song, and then announced his record label.
Hey, if you can do it, go for it.
Oh, goodness gracious. I can't rap.
Me either.
I thought for a second I did.
I can't even understand rap.
Oh, we need to play that game where I play you a rap song and you have to guess what they said.
Oh, I can tell you what they say.
We're doing that next podcast.
The words they intended it to say, but
the difference.
It's what I hear.
There's the difference. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, this is the last one. A rare Harry Potter book just
was discovered, unearthed in an attic somewhere. I don't know.
Unearthed
in an attic.
Sold for $100,000. Okay. So you didn't do too well with those. Next time we'll stick to the good or bad ending.
Well, I have some things for you, kind of a game.
Okay.
I have a phrase and you have to tell me what it means. Do you want to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of water.
If you're a local, what does that mean?
Oh, you are not part of the Twitter fandom.
Oh, you know.
Yes.
Of course you knew. Okay. And then what's it mean when someone says, oh, I breathed?
I gasped?
No. It's after someone attacks you or shades you for no reason. Like if you shaded me, I would go, oh, I breathe. It's kind of like.
Did Corey teach you these?
Yes, Corey did. I said, I'm going to say these on the podcast. He goes, yes.
Yes, Annie. Wait, I breathed?
I breathed, yeah.
It's like another form of like I gasped?
Yeah, kind
of. Like you clutching your pearls?
Kind of, I think.
Okay, it's like a clutch your pearls moment. Yeah. I got that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't believe that you're a local because that's not what that means to me. But it is someone behind the times. You can't use capital letters. You can't use emojis. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not a local because I'm going to do my punctuation correctly.
Yeah, I still use capital letters just because I don't want to, you know, promote uneducated wisdom.
Hey, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. The games.
Oh, I thought this was part of another phrase. No. I was so confused. All right, hold on.
I have some chicken facts for you.
Let's keep the camera on for the chicken facts. Oh, okay. Tell me these chicken facts.
To make your yolks yellower, you can feed your chickens marigolds.
Why would you need a yolk that's yellower?
I don't know. But I just found that fascinating.
Also, what's a marigold?
A flower.
Okay. Great.
And in England, it's illegal to sell a washed egg. In the United States, it's illegal to sell an unwashed egg. Both are due to methods of keeping eggs safe to eat. Because like when the chickens lay the egg, you can set them out on the counter.
Yeah, you don't have to refrigerate them until you refrigerate them.
So that's what they do in England, I guess. Tell us if we're wrong, England. And in the United States.
Wait.
So you get mad at me when I give you eggs.
That are covered in mud, poop, and hay.
Because we had a rainy season.
So in England, do they get poop on their eggs when they buy them?
I'm sure it's commercialized stuff.
But, like, you can't clean it.
No, because then you take off that
So outer how
shell.
Do you get out the poop?
They probably... You have little brushes. There's a little brush.
You could be brushing the poop off the eggs you give me.
Yes, I could.
and you don't.
No.
You'd also chop the head off a chicken. I am learning all of these terrible things about you today.
I am not terrible.
I didn't say you were terrible. I said you do terrible things.
With that poop and mud layer, that gives you just an extra layer.
No, it makes Matt scream every time he takes one out of the carton and there's poop on it.
I have some clean ones for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I don't get why we clean them because it reduces the shelf life.
Yeah, it does.
And I guess because people are scared of salmonella?
Yeah, but it's fine.
I mean, they're living just fine in Europe. I'm going to turn the camera off.
Okie doke.
All right, so let's wrap this up with some questions that we got asked yesterday. Chris, I just popped something on my microphone. Whatever, it's fine. Christine asked, opinion on pop sockets.
Oh, I have a story about pop sockets.
What's your story, Mom?
This makes me so happy. Little Flynn, Colleen's child, baby infant.
Yeah, I think we're all aware.
Has this little elephant thing that he looks at during diaper changes, and Alfonso. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Not Alfonso.
No.
Eduardo.
Eduardo. I named him Eduardo.
Eduardo. Sorry.
And so she printed that on a little piece of paper and then put it on a pop socket.
Yeah.
So if she holds her phone up, he looks at that and smiles because that's how you get a really great picture.
So you are in favor of pop sockets.
Well, for Flynn, yeah.
Yeah. I don't use them.
I don't have one.
I get why people get them. I just don't want to put it on my phone, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or on the case of my phone.
Well, my case is kind of like a wallet thing, so I can't put it on mine.
Yeah. I know Jessica's obsessed with like handles and pop sockets, and Colleen likes the pop socket.
Well, they're good to hold on to because then your phone doesn't flop all around. But
yeah, my phone doesn't do a lot of flopping.
Yeah.
I'm pretty like stable with the phone.
So there you go.
There you go. Opinions. They're cool. I don't use them.
Yeah.
Same. Everything Ballinger Stan asks, how has podcasting changed you?
How has it changed you, Rachel?
I don't think it has changed us.
I think it has made me more aware of some things.
Yeah, I guess I look at the news more on Twitter than I have. Mm-hmm. I haven't educated myself more, that's for darn sure. But I guess I'm looking at Twitter more.
I think, yeah, you are.
And I'm looking at the news more.
Probably.
But as a person, my personality, I don't think it has changed me an inch.
But I love it because we get to see each other at least once a week, guaranteed.
Yes. So that's...
Woohoo!
That's...
So...
It's podcast.
What do they do? Like it, subscribe it, something. Because I want to keep seeing Rachel once a week.
Follow the podcast.
Follow the podcast.
Give it a good rating.
Do all the things.
Give it a good rating.
That's it. How do you rate it, Rachel?
I don't know.
Rachel!
On...
Are there stars?
Yeah,
there
on like Spotify and on Apple, you can rate things. Like, give them stars.
Rate.
So that's
I
that's
just want to see you once a week at least.
The podcast will shut down when I shut it down.
No, okay.
Eric asks, what shows are you guys obsessed with? I just finished binge watching Queer Eye, and right now I'm watching the new season of Santa Clarita Diet. Matt hates that show. I love it. Drew Barrymore is like, her acting is not like gold star worthy, but I think it's hilarious in this show. Like, it fits her style of acting. Just like, you know, Lizzie McGuire fit Hilary Duff's style of acting.
True.
You know.
And Miley Cyrus fit... Who was she?
What? Hannah Montana. How dare you? are you watching any shows right now? Clint just watches documentaries, huh? And you're just watching those with her.
She watches documentaries, which I enjoy very much. Mm-hmm.
Except you guys look up the ending to documentaries.
Yes, we do.
While watching
Eric
it.
Eric crazy.
I love it.
It spoiled an ending for him once.
Oh,
I've never lived it down.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
What else does she watch?
What else do you watch?
I see what's when I'm walking through. There it
she
is.
She does just put stuff on the screen.
Yes.
You don't get a say. And it's not like a bully thing. It's like she's just like, this is on the screen because there's silence. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's all.
Is that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Very entertaining.
It is very entertaining.
Very entertaining. And that's all I've seen lately.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I think there was something coming out, but no, it was documentaries. That's what it was. Never mind. Keep going.
Kelly asks, did you make a bracket for March Madness? Do you know what March Madness is?
Basketball.
Yes. It's college basketball. I decided, one, I don't do college sports. Mm-hmm. I don't do brackets. But in college, I remember asking my guy friend what March Madness was, and he made fun of me. Oh. And then my best friend, Kelly, just texted me asking, what is this bracket stuff that's happening? Oh. And I had to tell her what March Madness was. Yeah. So I wanted just to do a public service announcement. For those who don't know,
there you go.
March Madness is when the top basketball, guy basketball teams compete for the for it all. They win. It's like the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, there's the playoffs and then the Super Bowl in football. That's what March Madness is for guys basketball college.
Gotcha.
So everyone makes brackets because they play, and then the second you lose, you're out. You don't get multiple games.
Isn't there a football thing that does that too? There was a TV show about that.
The league?
Yeah.
That's about fantasy football.
Oh, that's different.
But it's kind of betting.
Along the
it's
same
all
way.
Betting. Yeah, it's all betting.
Yeah.
So yeah, March Madness is men's college basketball competing for who's number one.
Public service announcement.
There it is.
There you go.
I did not make a bracket. I do not keep up with that.
I did not make a bracket either.
I don't like college sports. I want to wait till they're professionals, then I'll watch it.
They have to start somewhere.
Yeah, but I'll wait till they get it together.
Okay,
all right,
got it.
I'll give them their time once they've earned it. Also, I don't like college sports because they don't get paid to play, and the schools make so much money off of them, and it is illegal for them to get money. Like they can't have sponsorships, they can't have brand deals, they can't make any money while playing college basketball or college football or college baseball, whatever it is, and I think that's terrible, so I'm not gonna support it.
There
the
you go.
End. Morgan asks, did you watch Friends, and if so, did you like Ross and Rachel together? Did you watch Friends?
Yeah, I did watch Friends.
Okay.
And no, I did not like them together.
Right. Okay, so when I watched it as a kid, even in college, I thought, I was like, they're meant to be together.
No.
Now I watch it as an adult and I'm like, that is a toxic, terrible relationship. Ross is crazy. He is possessive and jealous and a terrible human being with anger issues.
Yeah.
She needed to end up with Joey.
Aww.
Everyone's like, oh, that was so weird that they tried to get them together. And I was like, no, it made sense. They were like both like
the ditzes.
Yeah, like attractive, not the smartest, right. but attractive. Mm-hmm. And like they were both really nice people. Mm-hmm. And like, I just wanted them to be together.
Yeah.
I thought she deserved him.
Yeah.
And he deserved her. And Ross needed to get his act together.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, they're in lobsters. I'm like, nah.
No.
No. It's a terrible, toxic relationship. And I didn't realize that till I was an adult.
Yeah.
So that's all for that. And then Harley asks, Sally number two updates.
Oh, so cute.
So if you don't know, Sally was a bird that made a nest in my porch light and then had two babies.
Ring-neck dove.
Okay, it was a ring-necked dove. And then I have the same type of bird in my lemon tree.
Still Sally.
It's Sally number two.
Ugh, it's the same bird.
She made a nest in my lemon tree in my backyard, and her two eggs have hatched, and I'm waiting for them to fall to the ground and then protect them from my dog.
Well, you already have. You have a barrier.
I put up a barrier, but I don't know if their birds are going to hop through that barrier. My dog can't hop through it, but birds could hop through it.
Well, you just have to check them all the time.
So as long as they stay on one side of the barrier, my dog stays on the other for 2 days. They're on the ground for 2 days. It'll be a happy scenario.
Yeah.
But they have hatched, and they are doing well.
And they are cute.
Nikki asks, is Colleen still drinking applesauce daily? That is a question from my mom.
No.
She's not?
No.
I think it was giving her the runs.
Well, it was a phase. We all do those.
We all have phases.
Yeah.
That's why I think Girl Scout cookies only come out once a year.
I think
so,
too.
Because they know that people, they go through a phase. And like, if these were all year round, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Those frozen Thin Mints are so good. But man, I'm getting kind of tired of them.
Because they're smart. They know once a year, man.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Amaya asks, does Gwen make homemade iced tea or does she buy it?
Homemade iced tea.
Always.
I brew it at home. Jessica taught me that.
Growing up, you'd either drink it from McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Yes.
And then for a minute, it was Starbucks. And then you brewed your own. And then you were like, this is this money saver right
Jessica
here.
Jessica got me onto, I don't know if it's a money saver, but man, she got me onto this. And it's good.
What are you drinking now? What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. I know the Assam Bastanis. I don't know. It's a black tea. There's no fruitiness in it. Mm-hmm. It's just straight-o. But, well, I grew up on powdered Nest tea.
That's disgusting.
Not at the time, man. It was so good.
Of course.
I've tried it since then, and yeah, it's disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's all I have for today. Mom, do you have anything to add?
I don't. I already gave you all my things.
I loved your things. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll have some new things for you next week.
Thank you, Mommy.
And I'll have Corey throw in something, too, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rachel.
All right. Thank you, Ritual, for sponsoring this.
Oh, ritual. We love you.
I love you guys. And that's it. I just love you. Freaking love you, man.
And next time you hear Rachel's voice, she'll be 1 year older.
I mean, you'll hear it on other things.
Well, on the podcast.
On the podcast. Next podcast, I will be 28. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
All right, Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.